Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, September 2nd, 2011. During the entire month of August, the U.S. economy created a net total of zero new jobs. That sounds like employment is standing still, but it's actually retrograde, since the U.S. population is still growing. So, economically speaking, the summer has ended with a Bronx cheer. That's despite Ben Bernanke's soothing reassurances a week ago that the central bank will do what it has to do, just don't call it QE3. That's so last week anyway. More recently, the Fed released the minutes of the latest Federal Open Market Committee meeting, which revealed serious disagreements, even dissent, within the committee about the promise to keep interest rates near zero until 2013. I have to wonder whether fistfights broke out over the issue behind closed doors. The committee's pretty passionate about monetary policy, after all. Not all of the news was bad this week. In fact, some positive trends were reported, such as strong retail sales among major retailers in August. On the whole, shoppers decided that they didn't want to worry about big issues such as U.S. debt or big threats such as hurricanes. They didn't even care that workers are being paid a little less for their work these days, once inflation is considered, or that gas is still a major component of that inflation. They wanted to buy things, and so they did, dipping into their savings to do so. Also, according to Kay Schiller, home prices have stopped going down for the moment. In fact, during the second quarter, the Kay Schiller National Home Price Index increased by 3.6%, a modest recovery from the pit of the first quarter. Nationally, home prices are back to where they were in early 2003. Despite the relatively low prices and low interest rates, however, pending home sales sagged in August, according to the National Association of Realtors. People might want to buy things, even big things. Car sales are up handsomely. But houses, not so much. How much is the recent hurricane going to cost, anyway? Government and insurance analysts are still working on the totals, but it's a safe bet that it will be in the billions. According to the National Climate Data Center this week, when all is said and done, Hurricane Irene will be the 10th weather event in the United States this year to cost $1 billion or more dollars. It's clearly not enough that the economy is bad this year. Mother Nature has to slap us around, too. That's it for this week. At least next week includes Labor Day, which is one less day for bad economic news to be reported. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.